Don't fall for it. Don't you like that? Don't fall for it. I think that's what we came to hear. And as our lady friend was speaking, I couldn't help thinking that everything we need to make our stay perfect is right here. Isn't it? Can't you just feel the garden grow? Can't you just feel life living, essence being? Life expressing spirit flowing through your veins, through your form, filling every corpuscle of your body, which is spirit. Came to mind during the opening meditation. If you were at the opera, would you talk during the recital? When the soprano is singing, when the chorus is singing, would you talk? God is singing. Sound of being. The song of being fills all space. is omnipresent as the eye of your being. And during this time that we are to share a retreat, coming apart and separate from a world so convincing of a material sense of life, during this short period of time we will share, we are invited to be still. To allow God to speak, sing, and be heard. To watch the mind, to take no thought. To listen. To feel. To be willing. To rest in the word and let there be light. Because that's all it takes. The willingness to leave all. The willingness to give up the ghost, to cease from man, to put off the mortal, to be still. All of those take place effortlessly, spontaneously, naturally, and inevitably. In stillness. In the stillness of my peace. A perfect peace that passeth all understanding. That changeth not, though changes find. What can we really ever become aware of other than the omnipresence of, and the omnipresence that is the consciousness we are, that is God, no end. As Joel tells us in the Wisdoms, we do not live in time and space where evil or good can happen. We are not immortal, temporal, geographically located in time and space. We are omnipresent being. Where am I? What is the nature of this I that I am? But the purity of being itself. The light that knows no darkness. Oneness that knows no division. Freedom that knows no judgment. The acceptance of all being as the one life. And in that divine state of pure being, a new name awaits us. Can we live up to our new name, the name that awaits us all, the name that is ours in truth, the name of all being? The oneness of all life. Universal. All-inclusive. Indivisible. Timeless. Ever-present. It is a name that describes perfectly who we are and how we must be. It is a name that challenges us to live up to the highest and purest. All application of spiritual principle is but preparation to become who it is that we are. When we are known by our true name, it is essential because it is of the essence that we aspire to and become. The living presence. Of that name. The name of us all. We must have no other agenda than this, no other intent in our heart, no other purpose in being. Than to understand our true name. To live according to that which is required of us when given. That name which applies to who and how we are, who we are and how we must be. those closest to the awareness of being understand this name. Those who understand the truth. Know why it is given. There is no other way to be. Everything we do must be in the direction of our becoming it. We have plenty of opportunities to live according to it, every day, every moment. The world of material sense will present some scenario contrary to it, and we have to know we have no choice but to live according to it. There is no hurry to become it. We already are it. It's just not always easy being who we are, knowing that all are this, and seeing nothing other than this in all. Are we able to keep our mind stayed on what our name reminds us of and how it reminds us to be this new name? A name that has awaited us all from since before the world was, but which for some reason only now do we begin to hear, identify with, and respond to. We have no choice but to live in accordance with it. Now, there is no going back. No avoiding the issues. Joel says no skipping of grades. What a privilege it is to be one called by that name. It's an American Indian name called Knows Nothing But Love. That's who you are. This is knows nothing but love. That is the way they named those who they knew nothing but love. It's your name. From henceforth, regardless of whatever else you might find the world calling you within yourself, you must know. You must stay awake. Always remembering your name. Living according to it. Knowing nothing but love. Because ultimately, in truth, nothing but love is. But it isn't a human emotional kind of, it's none of that. It's the recognition of the truth of the one life whose omnipresence constitutes the reality of infinite individual being, your being and mine. It is not crucifying the Christ, nailing freedom to the cross of sense of this world, but henceforth the constant acceptance of that which is the truth of us all as omnipresent being. That is what knows nothing but love knows. That is all knows nothing but love knows about you. Knows nothing but love cannot condemn you or judge you. And should those qualities seem to manifest, knows nothing but love knows. He has to see through them and live according to his true nature, knowing I shall call you by your name, for ye are mine. It is the challenge of the high calling, non-judgment. No matter what, we are all presented with many appearances, claims, suggestions. But what do we see? Whom do you say I am? What do you believe? Jesus said. I know the way things seem to be. But is that what you believe, or do you believe me when I speak of the omnipresence of the I am that I am as the truth of your being and mine, my Father and your Father? And can you, despite the persecution, blessed are those who are persecuted for my namesake, despite the judgment, despite being nailed to a cross, can you go and do likewise, even as I had to do? And say, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Can you know nothing but love? Can you live with your awareness so close to spirit, truth, that you know me as I am and not as I appear to be in or as the form of a mortal, good or bad? Can you judge not by appearance but judge righteous judgment? These are those challenges or opportunities, but challenges of the high calling. These are the easy ones. What about when the going gets tough? What does knows nothing but love know then? Is knows nothing but love fooled? is the one worthy of that name. Mocked, are you he? Are you worthy of being him? That one upon whom is bestowed that name? Those who know themselves know nothing but love. And all the decades of study melt down to what Joel refers to as the simplicity of the healing truth, that vision that knows nothing but love, that isn't fooled by the appearances of this world, the claims of a material sense, often, sometimes at least, erroneous claims, erroneous conditions, as if we were immortal, living in time and space with a physical frame, when we are pure spiritual being itself. Being which we have no choice but to know nothing but love. Knowing that being is that. Love is. God is, I am. But do you know me as I am? Are you aware of the I am that I am as all there is? Of the I that you are? That light of the world that is love? That can say to the sinner or the saint, come unto me, all you labor, and I will give you rest. Drop your burdens. Come into my peace, my presence, and my love. Peace, presence, love. Thou art that. The challenge always is to not be what we aren't. A selfhood apart from or other than, as if there ever were such. It's just that the mesmerism of a material sense, the carnal mind, would have us all accept it's a constant mental suggestion. That we live in time and space, separate and apart from or other than the I that we truly are, that knows nothing but love, nothing but the omnipresence of the one life that is the truth of all being. This is the revelation, the accommodation, the acceptance, the realization of the truth of being. This is mystical consciousness. And so what a privilege it is to be in the company of those whose name is knows nothing but love. For nothing but love constitutes you, is the substance of your form. Knowing this to be so, who or what then can separate me from the love of God? What weapon then that is formed against thee shall prosper? Let it try. Let it hit up against the light of love in that one worthy of his name, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And knowing this to be the truth of all being is being an instrument of love. Vision, realization. Refusing to accept the evidence of sense testimony that would have us all accept and believe in two powers, good and evil, opposition, division, duality. Division of a seamless rope of spirit, I know not any, it says. But we must see all as God sees us. Too pure to behold iniquity through the eyes of non-judgment, the eyes of a child, except you become as a little child. You shall not enter the kingdom. Shall not be worthy of your name. This is such a simple reminder. It's part of the preparation when it says, prepare ye to meet thy God. Where are you going to meet that God? But within your own self. In a moment of dissolution of material sense, when he utters his voice, the earth of a material sense, physical, mental, material consciousness melts. As we become aware of the eye of our own being, being forever one with all that God is, in which there is no judgment, no condemnation, only the pure vision of omnipresence, that which does not divide, that which sees no division. That which does not resist, for it knows none other than its own self. That in which there is no fear, for it knows beside me there is none other. Then, no matter what is said or done, no matter what appearances testify to, we see only the omnipresence of our own being. Knowing beside me there is none other, knowing that evidence testifying to a physical, mortal, material, finite, temporal, corruptible world, creation, that's all nothingness. It's not a reality. It's certainly not a power. It's not a presence. It's a figment of the imagination at most. But it can be released as we learn to abide in and see through without resistance. In the awareness of being that one life, which is nothing else is or ever was, but that which is eternal in the now. And if God is love, knowing this is knowing God. Are you who you are? Knowing nothing but love. Has the world of material sense sufficiently dissolved in your awareness for you to begin to become aware, even just touching the hem of the robe of this reality that is the truth of your being as love? No judgment, no condemnation, no material sense, no human history, just pure being. Just purity, being in the eternal now moment. Can you not be who you never were? And just be the I that you are. Can you stay awake and pray? Can you know that truth? Can you be that one that is love? Even just 1 hour? Can you accept? Gift of love, which is the revelation of God as the truth of your being. Can you cease from man, put off the mortal, give up the ghost? that life, truth and love fill every fiber of your being as consciousness. And then just let there be light. That's all it takes, letting. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. The light of love. Can you be that one in whom the light of love shines? Rise and shine. For that light that is love is come, not once was or will be, is come now. In and as the I that you are, can you be the I that you are that is that light of truth and love? Can you know me as I am, that you thereby may be satisfied? With that likeness, the image and likeness of God. For how you see is how you be. And who you are is who I am. For we are one. One life, invisible and indivisible. One living presence. No longer mortal. No longer physical. No longer corruptible. No longer human beings, but divine being itself. That divine being that knows nothing but love. Can we live up to our new name? For how long? 1 hour? Until this very night? 3 days? Or is God's work of revelation done? And are we not now invited to go and do likewise? Just through abiding in being. Being still. Yes, everything we need to make our stay in this world comfortable is right here now. No one will call you by your name. You just have to know it. No matter what name you are called by, you must know your true name. It is I Am, in which there is no judgment. It is I Am, the one life, the way, the truth. The one beyond division, the all-embracing, all-enfolding, all-encompassing love that unites us all from everlasting to everlasting, with and in everlasting arms, the arms of oneness. The oneness of being, that being that is love. So be still and let love live its life in you, as you, and through you. Be still and know me as I am. Take no thought for your life, for that one that is love is your life. Just be yourself. For all you are is that. Nothing but love. So what a challenge, what a privilege, and what a blessing to be knows nothing but love. Thank you, Father, for my name. And whatever other name I'm ever given, this will permeate that. This will be the essence of that. So watch the mind, lest it rise to judgment. Watch the mind, lest you believe I exist in time and space. Watch the mind, lest you should accept the belief in two powers. Watch the mind, lest you should accept the suggestions of division, duality, all of which are but testimony of material sense and not spiritual consciousness. What else does the American Indian say but it's a good day to die? What a perfect moment just not to look back but to press forward, to invite the spirit to take over, to become the all that it is as that one life that you are. That you as it is might be nothing but love. Recognition is being nothing but love. Non-judgment is being nothing but love. Being, being, being. Yourself is being nothing but love. Life, truth, and love, the omnipresence of being. Thank you very much. We meet again in the morning for meditation at 7:30. Thank you.